is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. And of course, we're already got tickets gripped in hand because we're hopping aboard the Hong Kong Plus Bus. Plus 100 odds or greater. That is the golden rule. So please follow it, Lundy. What do you like tonight? Whether on the NFL gridiron or I will allow, no, not preseason hockey, but postseason MLB. What you got?
Well, there's no preseason hockey anymore, Brad. The season starts tomorrow. That's when the spreadsheet gets real, y'all.
It does.
Make sure you're hanging out with me on the spreadsheet. We'll be having some fun with some NHL bets, but let's go to the aforementioned postseason of Major League Baseball. Now, the third leg of this SGP is the one that you are going to pool up in all the wrong places, okay? Just want to let you know. So let's start off right here. I got Milwaukee. I got Chicago. We got the Brew Crew. We got Brad's Cubbies. Give me Milwaukee plus 2.5 in this one, plus 2.5, ladies and gentlemen. Just don't, I think they got a pretty good shot of winning, but let's at least have them keep it close. Let's take the total down and then play the over on 6.5 for the total runs in this one. By the way, early bonus time for you. I really like the over in the Philadelphia Dodgers game. The Phillies and Dodgers, I think, is sitting at 7.5. They might score 11. I don't know. I'm feeling runs tonight in Philadelphia, especially with the wind blowing out to right field. Hello, Shohei Ohtani.
Yes, anyway, sir.
I digress. And then Shota Imanaga. Did I say it right, Brad? Imanaga.
Can you?
There we go. I need at least 3 strikeouts out of him. Now, that's the one I think you're going to sweat because the Brewers have a very low strikeout rate against the likes of Imanaga. But if you go all the way back to the end of July, Imanaga has only failed to hit the 3K mark once in all of his starts, and twice on the road in Milwaukee during the regular season, 8 Ks in one game, 4 Ks in the other. So I just need him to get to that 3 mark. The reason I think you're going to be sweating this one is because the over-under on his total outs is only 12.5. And it is juiced to the under. There is not an expectation that Imanaga is going to be out there for very long. What did he throw? I think 70 pitches his last time out. So the opportunity to hit this 3 is really, really, we're going to pucker on this one. But I couldn't resist the juice. Plus 186 on this same game postseason MLB parlay over there at DraftKings.
Oh, man, I hope the Cubs actually show up tonight, unlike they did in game one, and in which they absolutely got steamrolled really from the get-go. And
I told you.
Pulling a leadoff home run from Michael Busch. Had all the momentum for like about a half a nanosecond, then poof, it went away. So hopefully I'm going to come out victorious tonight, and we're going to be partying like it's, 2016. All right, I'm going to go to Monday Night Football. Let's go with a guy that has been on the struggle bus, to say the least, for a lot of you fantasy football investors. Many of you probably spent a round two amount of draft capital to acquire his services, and he has certainly not delivered except a big stinky pile of poo on your front doorstep. But tonight, I don't think he's going to be all that stanky. Brian Thomas, I think he scores anytime touchdown. I use a little odds boost here at DraftKings. It goes up from plus 180 to plus 230. 13, yeah, let's go and roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice. I know Kansas City is number 6 entering the week and drop back QB defense. They've only allowed 3 wide receiver TDs this season. Pocket a lineup a lot against Jalen Watson, who was yet to give up a touchdown to his assignments. Also allowed just a 52.3 passer rating on this season. But Brian Thomas, there are some signs that he could indeed break out. He's still averaging 8 targets per game. He's still seeing a sizable 17.6% red zone target share. He does have a touchdown. Now, it's not through the air. It's on the ground. Again, I don't give a crap how he scores it. Maybe it's on and around a jet sweep. Maybe they get rather creative there on the play calling, or to the back of the end zone on a standard fade. I don't give a damn. just cross the chalk and hold on to the football if you're in the open field. Yeah, I'm shouting at you, Amari DeMercado. Brian Thomas, anytime touchdown, plus 213 at DraftKings with a boost is my plus buzz play today. All right, with those bets on the board, it's time to get after it on another Monday night edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Hi, Lundy. Oh, you're so attractive, downright sexy when you go to the full screen. Some decent juice on this one. Not nearly as sexy as my colleagues, just general appearance. Same game parlay, a simple two-legger. Game over on the all total 41.5 in this Jaguars and Chiefs game. And Trevor Lawrence, 3+ rush attempts. Yes, I'm a sicko, but that is available on the board. You put those hands together, simple plus 102, available there at ESPN Bet. T-Law has gone over this 2 of 4 games so far this season, his first four matchups. 4 rush attempts, 2 rush attempts, 2 rush attempts, and then last week, he was running like his Lamar Jackson for 7 rush attempts. Hopefully, it's going to be more of the same. He's generally getting some scrambles, though many of those are also designed. 1.25 scrambles per game. He's averaging close to a designed run per contest. So you might see a little RPO here and there this evening. Why? Wait, look at Kansas City. They are dead last, folks. Again, dead last entering the night. In rush EPA defense on the season, 4 quarterbacks have gone over the 2.5 rush attempts against them, as they are giving up 7 rush attempts per game, believe it or not, on the ground to opposing running QBs. Now, they faced some guys that love to run, like Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson. But I think Trevor Lawrence will call his own number at least a trio of times. And I think this game will sail over. Case in point, why I'm so confident in that belief. Betalytics, again, much smarter people than I am, and special Rachel Krajicek. She is a math whiz over there, projecting a total of 49.3. And again, I took that total down to 41.5 and slammed the over. So to recap numero cinco here on the Fade Five Monday Night Football edition of the countdown, same game parlay, Jags Chiefs over 41.5 of the all total, Trevor Lawrence 3+ rush attempts. You put those together, plus 102, little baby seduced by the juice there, Lundy, at ESPN Bet. Fade or follow.
Our production software has a mind of its own today. My screen's too big. My giant dome taking up the entire screen. Now you're on the wrong side. I don't know what's happening right now, people.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening. It's October. The system is spooked. I don't really know what to expect out of this. Yes, the fact that this is plus odds at ESPN, this is sexy, Brad. This is this is kind of a bankroll builder right here. I like this because I like the over in the game. I put together an SGP where I actually brought the total down to 39.5. I'm just looking for 40 points, but I think we're going to see the over in this one without question. And this is a great one because, again, you're looking at a Chiefs defense that continues to be exploited, and they haven't given me a reason to expect that they're not going to give up something on the ground game. So yeah, let's get Trevor Lawrence to start boot scooting himself around the field just like Patrick Mahomes. This is smart. Like this plus 102 at ESPN, run all day with it.
Hey, Trevor Lawrence, let those long and lovely locks flow and flap in the breeze.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade Five Countdown. You want some booty scoots? Let's go with a guy. That is the name of his game, to say the least. Always uncomfortable running the football, but usually effective when he does call his own number. And I'm talking about the money man himself, Patrick Mahomes. Let's go to the alt market. 25+ rush yards at a plus 105 juice there. Booked at BetMGM. He is calling his own number on 21.4% of the snaps played. He's averaging 5.5 rush attempts per game this season. Most of those have been impromptu scrambles, 4.25 to be exact. He's averaging a hefty 5.91 yards per carry. Now, the first two games of the season, again, he was running like his hair was on fire, 57 yards to the ground, then 66. And then he applied the brakes and said, I got to take a little chill pill, be a little bit more pocket tied. Followed up with 2 rush yards and only 5 rush yards. Well, I think it's going to be somewhere in between the first 2 weeks and the last 2 weeks. Why you look at Jacksonville, the number 13 and pocket pressure rate entering week 5, down off the Heat on a 29.5% of opposing quarterback dropbacks. They've allowed 70 overall combined rush yards to the position. Bryce Young went for 40 against them. He has marked a high in terms of ground production versus this Jaguars defense this season. So Patty Mahomes, I think, will feel the heat often based on that pocket pressure rate. And, the guys are covered down the field and Jacksonville's excellent pass coverage during the night. And number 2 in drop back EPA defense, I think he's going to call his own number at least a handful of times and booty scoop, baby, to at least 25 rush yards. So loving that at +105 at BetMGM numero quattro on the countdown. Lundy, fair to follow.
After all of my fading that I did of you on Friday, some of which actually paid off.
It did.
Yeah. I think we're flipping the script here. I got to follow on this one as well. Again, +105, good number. You know he's going to call his own number. It's just what he does in terms of scooting around. Hopefully it doesn't come back, like if he takes a kneel down and it's like -1, -1, and we suck ourselves back down to like 23 or 24. But I think you're going to be solid with this one. Another follow for Brad today. 2 for 2. Not bad start, my friend.
Get down, go to town, boot scooting boogie.
Number 3.
All right, I think I butchered that classic, but I don't give a damn. All right, numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. X gonna give it to you. Hopefully it's gonna be in uniform and according to Ian Rappaport before tape time today on this Monday. Of course, he of NFL Network fame, an esteemed and established reporter, said, yeah, he should be good to go, though he was downgraded questionable on Sunday. Got that alert while watching a little red zone action, but I think Worthy is going to be in uniform at 9. I don't think he's going to have any encumbrances. And for that reason, give me the over on 2.5 rush yards at a -110. A little bit lighter and a nice little nickel value there at BetMGM. You look at Xavier Worthy, a guy that is used creatively. You know, Andy Reid, he's got the big white jacket on, the goggles. He's in the laboratory messing around with beakers, mixing all kinds of solutions when it comes to Xavier Worthy. And the chemistry that he puts together with his deployment, sometimes it's on streak routes down the field, simple goes. Sometimes it's quick hitters across the middle. Sometimes it's a lot of action behind the line of scrimmage, or even sometimes the occasional direct handoff or jet sweep. So even if it's behind an LOS pass or one of those jet sweeps or handoffs, I think he's going to get the necessary yardage here. He's probably going to have his number called on a ground attempt, not once, but at least twice. You look at Worthy going back to week 1 of last season. He has done this a lucky 13 times. And last week, in his first action back since the friendly fire caused by Travis Kelce down south the equator in Brazil in week 1, he had 2 carries for 38 yards a week ago. Jacksonville, yes, respectable number 11 in rush EPA defense. No wide receivers have attempted any rushing against them this year, so nobody's gone over this number. But Worthy, again, a jack of all trades. I think he's going to be a bit of a jackalope in the open field on a direct handoff or a pass behind the line of scrimmage, and he will hop his way to the necessary yardage. So numero tres here on the Monday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, Xavier Worthy, who I wrote about on thegamingjuice.com in this market. Give me the over, 2.5 rush yards and a -110 at BetMGM. And Lundy, fair to follow.
Did you see the notes from our friends at BetMGM this morning, Brad?
No, I didn't. What'd they say?
This is the most bet prop for tonight.
No, I'm screwed.
In terms of the tickets, and yeah. 99% of the tickets are on the over. So you're screwed. I mean, I still would bet it
because royally.
I think it's smart. I'm just sort of picturing Andy Reid now in like a lab coat, like Dr. Benson and Beaker Dr. Honeydew, going back to the Muppets. Yeah, exactly. You can be the Meep side of it. He will be the evil genius. And let's see if you can cash this one, even though 99% of the public is with you on this.
Ah, damn it. That really ruins it. I feel ultra confident about it, which means I will be living in a garbage heap somewhere, maybe on the streets of Chicago at some juncture this evening. So, which means we need more bets. You can get some of those right now at thegamingjuice.com. Yeah, Jack Wagons. All of my free spreadsheet picks live there. So do Lundy's. And hockey season begins tomorrow night. I didn't even know. Way to go, Lundy. It's your favorite time of the year, and you know he's gonna have all kinds of action dropping the puck and making some bucks in the National Hockey League starting tomorrow. Of course, all of my college football picks, I do drop those in usually later in the week, along with my NFL sports betting action trickles out through the throughout the entire week, lives there on thegamingjuice.com. My rankings for week 6 of the fantasy football season already live at every single important position in the virtual game. Of course, as well, you can ask me a question, click Ask Brad at the top of your screen, fire off your question. It's free to members. You got to sign up for an account. It's free to do so, and I will get to your inquiry in early as convenience as possible. Of course, the college football forecast will be out later this week from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson. So get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click converse and cash .. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here, the Monday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with hopefully a good juju, Mr. Smith-Schuster. Give me the over on 2.5 receptions. Now, truth be told, Lundy, I grabbed this about 36 hours ago at a minus 120 juice. I went and looked at the lines this morning, and that sucker spiked to minus 150. So you might want to use this as a parlay leg that you're building so you can reduce the juice and then actually get seduced by that juice. But if you want to play it as a standalone, I don't hate it either, but you really got to have to slap the wallet and pay the extra vig as a result. But I do like the over on 2.5 catches for him. Yes, Jacksonville number 2 in dropback EPA defense under the night. But he's going to see some Jordan Lewis. Smith-Schuster sees a lot of action out of the slot. He will line up outside on occasion as well. Very versatile guy, and that's what Reed likes to do. A lot of window dressing in this offense. Some guys will initially line up in the slot, then they'll move the outside and vice versa. Smith-Schuster is one of those chess pieces, no doubt about it. And you look at Lewis when in the slot, Lewis has given up a 61.5% catch rate to his assignments, though he's only surrendered a 39.7 passer rating this season. I look at Juju, a guy that does line up in the slot a little over a third of the time. He's averaging 4.5 targets per game, and he has cashed the over on 2.5 grabs in 3 of 4 contests. Now, you got Hollywood Brown, Hollywood, obviously in the mix there. Xavier Worthy, we fully expect to operate without much of a hindrance. Travis Kelce, there are a lot of miles to feed, but we do know that Rashee Rice is still out serving that suspension. So this could be a last call on Juju Smith-Schuster on the over. 2.5 receptions, though, at a minus 150 now at BetMGM. Lundy, numero dos in the countdown, fade or follow.
Yeah, you got to make this an SGP and avoid giving up a full 50 cents worth of juice. Congratulations to you for grabbing this early. But yeah, you can obviously make this a leg in an SGP. You're going to pay a ton of juice, but you could also take it to 2 and then be able to parlay things around. But he should see the targets. I think this is a safe bet so far. Damn it, I hate agreeing with you.
Oh, my goodness. Lundy, agree with me again. I am quadruply screwed.
Number 1.
All right, numero uno here on the Monday edition of the Feed 5 Countdown. Travis Etienne is a man who is going to be on the scene. You know what I mean? On the over, 63.5 rush yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. I look at Kansas City again. Entering the night, folks, They are last. They are rock bottom. They are the dregs of the keg in rush EPA defense. Rather shocking overall. We figure they'd be at least middle of the pack in that category, and they are, in fact, dead last. Giving up 5.18 yards per carry, 94.5 rush yards per game just to the running back position. You look at a couple of guys that have already gone over this prop against them, including Mr. Cam Scataboo. And it is a spooky Halloween season, so it's only appropriate. Some of that good fright is injected into one Travis Etienne, and he will dole out the punishment as a result. A guy had seen 67.6% of the opportunity share, and ultra efficient, Lundy, is Etienne on a per touch basis. Entering the night, number 11 in yards created per touch, number 9 in yak per attempt at 3.71, and has forced 11 missed tackles. Bishal Tootin will supplant him on the occasion, but I think it's going to be rather sporadic. Pocketed up upwards of 15 to 16 carries in this game. I do believe this game will be highly competitive, and it's all about maximizing the matchup. And I laid all the reasons why Kansas City has been rather porous in the trenches. So, numero uno on the Monday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, Travis Etienne over. And this number's moved. I grab it at 60.5. It's now at 63.5. I still play the over at a -115 on BetMGM and early. Bonus time, Lundy. If you want to go to 75 or more rush yards at BetMGM, +135. And I grabbed that market yesterday. So take your pick, Travis Etienne, fade or follow.
I will follow because I've actually got him in an SGP that I will share as we keep rolling forward. So yeah, there's some good value, I think, with him. I think you just keep giving him the ball again. Part of your defense against the Chiefs, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. Run the damn ball.
Correctamundo, my man. You better run to the book and play some more action down right now because it's bonus time. Bonus time. Lundy may be looking at some more MLB postseason bets. I could also be looking ahead to the NHL and dropping the puck and making some bucks tomorrow, or more Monday Night Football funsies. Wherever you want to go with it, Lundy, take me there, and please make sure they're winners.
All right, let me give you a couple more baseball ones, then we'll jump back into Monday Night Football. Couple things that I like. Teoscar Hernandez is absolutely en fuego right now.
Yes,
for the LA Dodgers. However, I know everybody's saying like, oh, go grab him for another home run. Yes, I think that could be a possibility this evening, but I'm going to go just a little bit safer, and I'm going to play some of the juice. Give me the over on 1.5 on his HRR, his HRR, which at DraftKings right now you can snag at -112. I think that is great value, even though you're giving up some juice there, just given how damn hot he has been at the plate over the course of these playoffs. So again, over on the 1.5 on Teoscar Hernandez's HRR, the HRR for this evening in that battle between the Dodgers and the Phillies. The other one on the baseball side that I like for this evening, where the hell did it go? I had one more baseball. Brad, I'm so disappointed in myself because I can't find it. I know what it is. This is an SGP that you can do. Give me the under on 1.5 walks for Jesus Luzardo going up against those Dodgers. Main reason why his walk rate in the regular season was hovering right around 7%. And that's the same basically within spitting distance walk rate for the Dodgers against lefties. So you put all of that together. I just don't think Luzardo is going to wind up getting it when it comes to the walks. So if you play the under, and then if you take the total down from, I think it's sitting at a flat 8 right now, if you drop that down to 6.5 and then play the over, put that together in an SGP over at DraftKings, it is a +156. So again, I need Luzardo to stay under on the free passes at 1.5 and the total in that game to go over 6.5, and you get a +156 payday out of that one. Let's keep rolling with some SGPs that we can do on the Monday Night Football game. Brad, I told you that I had one built around Travis Etienne, so let's do this. Take 60 or more rushing yards for Etienne. Give me 14 plus on the rush attempts for Etienne as well, and then give me Patrick Mahomes to have 15 rushing yards. You like him at 25. I'm going to bring him all the way down to 15. 15 rushing yards for Mahomes, 60 rushing yards for ETN, and at least 14 rush attempts for ETN. And if you put all of that together in an SGP, oh, Brad, loosen the belt, plus 182 is the payday on that one. Holy cow. Is that sexy? And then if you're looking for another bankroll builder, like what Brad did early on, give me Kansas City on the money line and give me the over on 39.5. That's it. Kansas City to win the game and over on 39.5 for the total. That's plus 104 at DraftKings. And it's pretty close to the same number if you build it out at Caesars, BetMGM. It's all right there at just barely positive numbers. But again, I think this will be a competitive game, to your point, Brad. Yep. But I do think Kansas City comes out on top. I think the Chiefs will win this one. And I think that part of that competitive nature is we're going to see some points scored by both teams. So that's why I'm going to take the over on 39.5, bringing that total down from the 45.5 that it sits at right now. Bring it down by a full touchdown of 6 points. And that one, again, plus 104. I did it at DraftKings, but you're going to get a similar payday just about everywhere else. Yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois. Brad, there's hockey tomorrow.
Yeah, talk about taking your pants off, removing the belt. I know you're bottomless right now, so congratulations on the new season there, mi amigo. All right, the team Huevos parlay play on Monday night. Let's do a little same gamer, shall we? Give me Duval, the Jacksonville Jaguars, a plus 7.5 on the alt line. I think they will keep this within one score. Give me Hollywood Brown, 20-plus receiving yards, and give me Winnie Strange. Britton Strange, 3-plus receptions. That works out to a handsome juice. I'll share what that is here momentarily. And I built this bad boy at ESPN Bet. Again, I just got feeling. I think Jacksonville, a lot of people are saying, oh, they're a facade. The record really doesn't show how generally good they are at 3-1, but I don't think they're going to get blown out at home. I think they're going to be highly competitive in this game. Kansas City may win, and they may win by a field goal boot. Hell, they may win by a touchdown with the extra point. They can do both of those achievements, and I still cash in at the plus 7.5, so I believe the Jags will keep it within one possession. And then Hollywood Brown, 20-plus receiving yards, such a low-hanging number. He has gone for at least 30 in every single game this season. A guy has seen 8 targets per game. And he's a guy that lives in the short to intermediate field. He's number 7 in 77 and ADOT. He's averaging 31.5 routes run per game. Again, Jacksonville, yes, they are number 2 in dropback EPA defense, but he's going to get a lot of Tyson Campbell in coverage, which is a very positive thing, to say the least. Why Campbell is allowed 111 flat passer rating his assignments, and entering the week the fifth most Lundy yards of any defensive back in the NFL. So Hollywood Brown, I mean, he might get this on a catch, quite honestly, but a couple of grabs more likely he'll get me to 20. That should be hopefully sweat free. And then Britton Strange, 3-plus receptions. He's averaging 5.8 targets per game. He's catching 70.7, excuse me, he's running 70.7 percent of the time on a route of the snaps that he played, and he is averaging 26 routes per game. He's got an 87 flat catchable target rate, so Trevor Lawrence looking to him, and a lot of high percentage, easy to hook up throws, though he is up there. He's like a top 10 in yards per route run. He's gone 4-3-6-6 catches in his first 4 games of the season in Kansas City. Yeah, they are number 5 in dropback EPA defense. Yeah, they've only allowed 15 tight end receptions, but all I need is a trio to cash. So to recap, the team Huevos parlay play on this Monday night: SGP Jaguars a plus 7.5 on the alt spread, Hollywood Brown 20 plus receiving yards, Britton Strange 3-plus catches. That works out to a cool plus 146 there at ESPN Bet. Elsewhere, in bonus time. Just a couple of more bets for me. And yes, I'm going to be taking the Cubs on the money line. I don't give a damn. The Cubs have got to win tonight, or it's the offseason is going to begin. It's going to be long, and I'm going to be bitter. Anyway, I digress. So back on Monday Night Football, Travis Etienne, anytime touchdown, best market at BetMGM at plus 105. I'm in on that. Again, Kansas City has really struggled to contain the ground game of the opposition this season. They've allowed four combined touchdowns to RBs. And Etienne, a guy has got carry the lion's share, and he's been ultra efficient. And again, if I believe this is going to be a high-scoring game, if I believe the Jags are going to stay competitive, more than likely, Travis Etienne, whether on the ground or via the air, is going to cross the chalk. So plus 105 if he does. And last one for me, T-Law. Trevor Lawrence, I'm going to take it for 200-plus pass yards. I'm going to parlay that with the Chiefs on the money line. Just went straight up. And again, this kind of correlates, synergizes, and brings it all together. That's plus 120 on a simple two-legger. Lawrence, I know he's a little bit touch and go with, eclipsing 200 yards in a pass game. He's only gone over this like a couple of times this season, but I think he's got to be called upon early and often to air it out to try to stay competitive with KC. So I think he'll get to 200. I'm hoping the Jags have some sort of deficit late in the game. So I'll be chucking it all about the football field, and, you know, hopefully we're not going to be sweating this sucker out. But again, love that same gamer, Trevor Lawrence, 200-plus passing yards in the alt market. Kansas City on the money line, plus 120 built there at BetMGM. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. You can follow Lundy there at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Check out thegamingjuice.com. Sign up for a free account today. Also, sign up with my partners, Betalytics, with promo code JUICE. That's promo code JUICE for 25% off your subscription today. For the outstanding and puck-minded Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. Show up, Cubs!